Our next reading will be 2 Chronicles chapter 23. Please turn with me in your Bibles to 2 Chronicles chapter 23. Second Chronicles chapter 23, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. And in the seventh year Jehoiada strengthened himself and took the captains of hundreds, Azariah the son of Jeroham, and Ishmael the son of Jehohanan, and Azariah the son of Obed, and Maaseiah the son of Adiah, and Elishaphat the son of Zichri, into covenant with him. And they went about in Judah and gathered Levites out of all the cities of Judah, and the chief of the fathers of Israel, and they came to Jerusalem. And all the congregation made a covenant with the king in the house of God. And he said unto them, Behold, the king's son shall reign, as the Lord hath said of the sons of David. This is the thing that ye shall do. A third part of you entering on the Sabbath of the priests and of the Levites shall be porters of the doors. And a third part shall be at the king's house, and a third part at the gate of the foundation, and all the people shall be in the courts of the house of the Lord. But let none come into the house of the Lord save the priests, and they that minister of the Levites. They shall go in, for they are holy, but all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord. And the Levites shall compass the king round about, every man with his weapons in his hand, and whosoever else cometh into the house, he shall be put to death. But be ye with the king, when he cometh in, and when he goeth out. So the Levites and all Judah did according to all things that Jehoiada the priest had commanded, and took every man his men that were come in on the Sabbath with them that were to go out on the Sabbath, for Jehoiada the priest dismissed not the courses. Moreover, Jehoiada the priest delivered to the captains of hundreds spears and bucklers and shields that had been King David's, which were in the house of God. And he set all the people, every man having his weapon in his hand, from the right side of the temple to the left side of the temple, along by the altar and the temple by the king round about. Then they brought out the king's son and put upon him the crown and gave him the testimony and made him king. And Jehoiada anointed and his sons anointed him and said, God save the king. Now when Athaliah heard the noise of the people running and praising the king, she came to the people into the house of the Lord, and she looked, and behold, the king stood at his pillar at the entering in, and the princes and the trumpets by the king, and all the people of the land rejoiced and sounded with trumpets, also the singers with instruments of music, and such as taught to sing praise. Then Athaliah rent her clothes and said, Treason! Treason! Then Jehoiada the priest brought out the captains of hundreds that were set over the house and said unto them, Have her forth of the ranges, and whoso followeth her, let him be slain with the sword. For the priest said, Slay her not in the house of the Lord. So they laid hands on her, and when she was come to the entering of the horse gate by the king's house, they slew her there. And Jehoiada made a covenant between him and between all the people, and between the king, that they should be the Lord's people. Then all the people went into the house of Baal, and brake it down, and brake his altars and his images in pieces, and slew Matan the priest of Baal before the altar. Also Jehoiada appointed the officers, or the offices, of the house of the Lord by the hand of the priests, the Levites, whom David had distributed in the house of the Lord to offer the burnt offerings of the Lord, as it is written in the law of Moses, with rejoicing and singing, as it was ordained by David. And he set the porters at the gates of the house of the Lord, that none which was unclean in anything should enter in. And he took the captains of hundreds, and the nobles, and the governors of the people, and all the people of the land, and brought down the king from the house of the Lord. And they came through the high gate into the king's house, and set the king upon the throne of the kingdom. And all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet, after that they had slain Athaliah with the sword. May God add His blessing to the reading and to the hearing of His most holy word. I remember years ago when we were in evangelical churches that it was common for people to say to one another, "Who do you want to speak to when you get to heaven?" And some would say, you know, the Apostle Paul, and others would say, oh, Titus or Timothy or John the Apostle. If we're doing that, I want to speak to Jehoiada. Now, that's a great man. Here's a man who had the courage to do what was necessary when the time was right and it seemed that the forces of humanity were allied against him. Jehoiada stood up, a man of his day, a man of his time, and did the right thing, the difficult thing, and was blessed of the Lord for so doing. This is a good man. This is a good man. And so Jehoiada has a plan. He makes a plan to restore the kingdom to the son of David, where it ought to have been. He pursues because he believes the promise of God. I don't read anywhere in this narrative where the Lord is speaking into his ear, telling him what to do. He has God's word to go by, and that's enough for him. He presses forward to restore the kingdom to the house of David. Because why? Because God said David's son should be on the throne, not this idol-worshipping queen that we have now. That was enough for him. So Jehoiada makes a plan. Notice that the tough guys in that day were the Levites. They were the ones that had the swords and the shields. They were the ones that surrounded the king and took him into the court where the king stood by the pillar, and they said, "God save the king," surrounded by a phalanx, if you will. A phalanx of armed Levites with sword and shield, ready to take on any that would rise up and prevent the Lord's will from being done. This is a great day in Israel, a triumph for the Word of God, as there were those who said, "We will have God's Word and nothing else." What an encouragement to us. What an encouragement to be people of courage, people of valor, putting ourselves on the line simply because God has said it in His Word, to brave the anathemas, to brave the cursing, to brave the false speaking of the enemies of the Lord. Jehoiada is indeed a man to be followed, a man to be emulated, a man who set a good example that day in Israel. Notice also that saying something doesn't make it so. Athaliah rises up that day, and perhaps from her perspective it was treasonous. Well, there is an objective standard. And brothers and sisters, I cannot tell you how encouraging it is to me personally, as I listen to the news and watch the media and their machinations and gyrations and propagandizing, to know that there is an objective standard of truth. That when Athaliah said this is treason, she did not speak the truth. We are not perspectivalists. We don't believe that there is truth for you and truth for me. Treason is either treason or it is not. And Athaliah sealed the fact that it was not by her own blood that day. There is such a thing as that which is absolutely true, that which is absolutely right, that is indeed the way of the Scriptures. There is such a thing as black and white. There is such a thing as wrong and right. There is such a thing as moral absolutes. Athaliah was found on the wrong side of the fence of what was right and wrong that day, and paid for it with her life and her eternal soul, because she was none other than an idol worshiper. And idol worship, brothers and sisters, will always be wrong. It'll always be wrong. So we have then the plan and the execution of the plan, and then the setting of Joash, young Joash, on the throne. We have the guardianship, if you will, especially as we get into the next chapter. We'll see that great care that Jehoiada took over the young king to instruct him and to press him forward in his duties. We see the great faith of Jehoiada, that the day that they rose up to do righteousness in Israel, that they would have indeed the hand of the Lord to support them, and give them the victory, to make them successful in the pursuit of that which was right. I remember it has always been customary for whoever has done that, you know, that one weekly news program where everybody in the country is supposed to be watching, that they have a particular sign-off. You remember Walter Cronkite? He said, "That's the way it is." Remember that? Yeah, Dan Rather, when he was on the nightly news, he would say what? Do you remember? Courage. Remember, that's how he signed off every week. Courage. When we read something like this in 2 Chronicles chapter 23, we can also take courage. Because when there is indeed evil in the land and God's people rise up against it, we may not know what the success entails. We just will know that God will give success. Let's stand and continue praising God then in the singing of psalms. Turn with me to Psalm 100, 1 through 5.